Against All Odds is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. It has great odds and markets for the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and so much more. It has awesome new and existing user promotions. It's America's number one sportsbook. Why, you ask? Because it's easy to use, because it's safe and secure, and you get your winnings fast. Now, winnings are delivered in as quick as 2 hours, and it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay. Discover the most popular same game parlays each day, right when you log in. And if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Against All Odds so they know I sent you. Dickie, take it away. All right, welcome to Against All Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal, come to you on a Tuesday morning. Joining me, Spaghetti and Meatballs fiddling with the knobs, Babyface, Joel Solomon producing this disaster. And with me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, a degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bride, Darren, the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's shaking, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
Lots going on, Brother Bride. NBA Eastern Conference Finals starts tonight. NHL playoff second round starts tonight. NBA draft. NBA draft order, I should say. The draft is not to be determined tonight. Not a lot of gems out there. I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren, favored Bancaro, Paolo Bancaro at plus 420, according to FanDuel, to get taken first. But again, that doesn't happen tonight. Just tonight, we learn the draft lottery. We learn if Detroit, Houston, or Orlando, they're the likely favorites to get the first pick. Lakers, 13-1 odds. Knicks, 37-1 odds. But Parlay Kid, I didn't realize this. Big Knicks fan. We find out, are the Knicks going to drop further than they're supposed to? Because they've gone 17 straight drafts without improving their draft position. That's almost impossible. It's almost impossible. I wish you could bet on that. Could you bet on that?
I don't think you could bet on it. But if there was such a thing, we would be betting on it. Because wherever the Knicks are, they're not going to move up
right
in the draft. It just seems like that's inevitable. And the best player will go like one, possibly two picks ahead of wherever the Knicks pick. You can bank on that. No matter where they pick, you're going to look back and go, yeah, if we just had lost a couple more games later in the year, we probably would have got that guy.
So that's the way to do
something
it.
Something like that, you know.
Yeah, so you can't really bet against where they're going to draft. Well, you can't short the Knicks in the draft as far as I could see. But you're right. They've gone 17 in a row lotteries without improving their position. Seven times they fell back. 10 times they wound up right where they were projected. And but you're right. If you go one or two slots ahead of them, you could bet that guy or woman, as it may be, for rookie of the year, or bet their overs and point whatever, maybe just their futures. I think that's a good way to do it, Brother Bri.
Yeah, no, I like it. I mean, they're sitting at 37-1, the Knicks, even though there's a 2% chance of them getting it. So it's really like 50-1, right?
Yeah,
it really should be. But yeah, if anything, they're going to, you know, like the Hornets are going to pass, you know, fall into the top three, and the Knicks are going to drop down a spot or two. It always happens. It's amazing.
I like the Lakers. They're now the hard luck team at 13-1 odds to get the number one pick. But that doesn't mean they would pick number one. That means that pick goes to the Pelicans.
Yeah.
In fact, if they stay in the top 10, that pick goes to the Pelicans. That'll be hilarious. So
yeah, let's root for that.
You want to root for that?
Yeah,
let's do that. 13-1. I wish they would make this more fun, right? Like the Bing Bong guy should be the representative for the Knicks, not this, not the assistant Wesley. Well, whoever the assistant general manager, nobody cares about that. Have a couple mascots out there. It's nice to see David Robinson. I think he's repping the Spurs again. But right, Harry, they should blow it up a little. Have some fun.
It used to be fun, didn't it? Back in the day when they would have the cards and give the teams and undo the veiling of, and like it was like in a package sort of, and they'd have, like you said, David Robinson. Like you'd open
up
when
they have like money orders in the envelope along with the picks. Right. It's better.
I love those. You know, I love those. But you know, like you said, bring back old players too, like that used to represent the team. It makes it a little bit more interesting.
I'm looking now. Babyface Joel Solomon, our crack producer, sent me this. It has a list of all the representatives for each team. And this is from the Sporting News, but this is how they have the lottery representatives. Thunder, Nick Collison, Thunder legend, it says. Richard Hamilton, Piston legend.
You're kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I'm trying to think of, you know, David Robinson, like I said, is there. Sabonis is there for the Kings. Lillard is there for the Trailblazers. Then you got like, you know, like the Knicks have William Wesley, Knicks, the executive vice
Knicks
president.
Knicks do that every year, right? That's Knicks should be stupid. Bringing in a fun, like a fan, like a celebrity fan turtle, right?
Jerry Ferrara should do this. He should be right there.
It's ridiculous.
And by the way, then the guy gets blamed. If the guy's just sitting there anyway, but you tend to blame the person just sitting there for getting the shitty pick. So maybe Jerry doesn't want that. It's like naming JFK Airport. It's like, all right, it seems like a nice little gesture. But it's like, oh, crap, I got delayed at JFK. And he ends up being like one of the more hateable people as a result of the designation. All right, so that's it. We're also going to do Race to 10 Tuesday tonight. This is going to be a good one. Miami, Boston. We'll get into the game in a minute. But the Race to 10 part, what is it now? What I wrote it down now. Heat minus 120, Celtics minus 106. We had bad luck with this last week. We sent Harry
last
out.
Last 2 weeks.
It was the last two weeks. Yeah. I mean, last week. It makes me not want to do this
luck,
anymore.
Sal. That Harry, you know, we all love the Race for 10. Harry might have ruined it for us forever. Like it's probably done. Like honestly, I've never been less excited for it than I am tonight.
I blame you, Darren.
For those who don't know what we're saying, we sent Harry with a wad of cash to Footprint Arena in Phoenix, and we were going to give all the people, the Suns had a home game there. We were betting the Suns to score 10 points first, and Harry's supposed to get a bunch of tickets, like 30 tickets, we said, $16 to win 10 in that neighborhood to give out to the patrons right there in the Footprint Arena, the FanDuel Sportsbook that's adjacent to the arena. And I don't know, he couldn't print that. I don't know, 75 things went wrong, starting with his wife was hungry. And somehow that resulted in Harry not getting online, not getting the connection. And we, of course, lost the Race to 10. Harry popped up on the feed as soon as, what was it? Dorian Smith, it was Dorian Finney-Smith hit the three, and that was it, and we lost. And Harry, you somehow jinxed the Suns and the Maple Leafs that night, but taking it out of your hands. We're taking it out of your hands this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. Parley Kid, it's all you. I'm going to give a little bit of a warning. Parley Kid may not be present. He may have connection issues too. We'll get into why later, but Heat Celtics, what do you like? Race to 10.
Well, Sal, here's the thing. I actually just quick, you know, we talk about trends and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much with trends you can go with these Race to 10s, but Miami's actually lost their last five Race to 10s against the Sixers. Last five they've lost. But as I've always said about trends, by the time you recognize a trend, it trends back the other way. So we're going to just go with the home team, the Heat, because they're – normally, when we take a home team here, it's usually like minus 150 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So if I could take the home team right now at minus 120, I feel real good about it. And Sal, what we have to consider, mm-hmm. I was just looking at this before. I think just as good as this Race to 10 in basketball, we should go goal or no goal in hockey one of these nights for the first 5 minutes, because you can wager on that.
Oh, they have that. They do.
And that might be, FanDuel's got, that might be exhilarating to bet no goal or goal in the first 5 minutes.
I didn't see that.
Something we got to look into.
That's on FanDuel?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Where is
that
this
That would be great,
yeah,
too.
You'd be
that
getting,
would be,
what, like plus, you'd get at least plus
it's not,
150.
Oh, there it is. Right. Goal scored in the first five. The yes is plus 154. Yeah. I'm looking for the Tampa-Florida game. I don't know. I pulled this one up.
Yeah,
this
right.
Plus,
and that's more of a high.
That's a
not
fun
bad
one.
Though, right? So, just a suggestion. I think that would be a lot of fun to try that out one night.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have probably 2 weeks of hockey without basketball.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, right? Mm-hmm. That's true, right? At that point, that would be a great time to do that.
Let's
go with the Heat at minus 120. Home team, Heat.
Beautiful.
Bam. Let's go.
Now, I want to get into it, but Parley Kid may be screaming his head off on a bus with a bunch of 15-year-old girls today, rooting for this.
Yep.
But
I'll be on the road traveling.
All right,
back. So we'll see. You guys will. We'll do the best we can.
We made him do this anyway. All right, and we made him pick it. Yep. So this is great. All right. So as far as the Heat first to 10. We're not going to let Harry ruin it. Harry, how much are you going to put on that?
I don't know, because I'm in California. So I got to figure something out. I got to talk to my wife. Maybe she can do it for me.
Okay, that's great. This is it. Don't, she Harry. She ruined the last one because she couldn't park, or she had to eat, or she had to meet her boyfriend. Maybe your wife's ex-boyfriend that she met in the parking lot.
It's also possible Harry never replenished his FanDuel account.
There's no question. Yeah. For the series, the Celtics are -175 for the series. The Heat are +145 for this game tonight. We're looking at the Heat -2. 204 is the over under. Marcus Smart, questionable. I keep updating. It looks like he's questionable, right? To play this game. Big difference altogether.
Questionable. He should play, right? Questionable.
He's playing. I think he'll probably play.
He cleared. The MRI looked clear. Either way, though, I like the Heat. I like them with rest advantage. You look at them this year. They're 19-6 against the spread, 16-9. At home, the last nine, they're 9-0 against the spread. They're 8-1. I like the Celtics for the series eventually. But I like the under, and I like the Heat, and I like specifically Boston under 101.5 points. I think it's a trap pick, because if you look at their previous point totals, 109, 116, then they had 101, 116, and 108. They're 4-1 to the over in their last five, and half a point away from 5-0. But that, I'm not going to go Harry on you with all the negative trends and then pick the one way. The Heat are 4-2 in the last six, holding opponents under 100. At home in the playoffs. I like the Heat to win, the Heat to cover, and the Celtics under 1.5. Harry, you're going right up against me. Right up against me for all those reasons.
I am, Sal. I'm going to take Boston over the 101.5 points. They're averaging 110 on the road in the playoffs. They scored 101 or more in 22 straight road games. And let me date you guys back in the 2020 Eastern Conference Finals versus Miami. The Celtics averaged 113 points per game in South Beach, and this team is much better than that squad was. So give me Boston over 101.5 tonight.
All right, Brian, you're kind of going against me too. Well, you're going with the total over 98.5, 99.
Yeah, I'm doing the over 98.5 first, 98.5 for the first half at -106. You know, these, it's funny because I did say, I think when we gave out these picks, I like the under in the games for most of these. You know, 73% of the playoff games for the Celtics and Heat have gone under. But they dropped this total a lot, right? And the game dropped to 204. The halftime dropped to 98.5. I just feel like it's a little low, especially for the first game of the series. I think it's like a feel out first half. I don't think the defensive intensity is going to be there right away. I could see a bunch of easy looks for both teams, a bunch of easy threes for these teams early on in this game. The Heat have started off strong early on shooting in a bunch of these games. So maybe I'm convinced. It's funny because I think we all kind of gave out the Celtics. Darren and I gave out -1.5, but yet we all kind of like the Heat game one. It's weird.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yep. It's like, I like them here, but then Celtics every other game. But I like this to be it could get to 100, not be a high scoring first half, but still go over. But I like the over here.
All right. Brad, yeah, I don't know what to do now with this game. Yeah, how could I like Miami, but now I'm going to bet Boston and sit? Like, maybe I just wait. I should just wait, right, for this.
You can wait, Ski.
Yeah, okay, thank you. It's a poly kid. You like Heat. You're making it very easy.
This is the thing. Well, right, but I do like Boston in the series at -1.5. So, as Brian's saying, I just feel like this game is going to be a little ugly at times.
Right.
A little boring at times. Real defensive struggle. Might be a little reminiscent of a game from, like, you know, the 90s at times, where every possession is going to matter. I could see that. Maybe this race to 10 is going to take about 25 minutes tonight. I could certainly see something like that. But I'm just going to take the home team here, -2. I think Miami is just I think Boston's been the best team really since over the last 3 months, but Miami still doesn't get the credit that they deserve. They're a very good team. They just play great defense, and they're very well coached. I think tonight, maybe Boston coming off an emotional high of defeating the Bucks, no less, on the road, get this the Heat get this one done. to a little bit of a weary Celtics team in game one before they wake up.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking at now. Now I'm scared because I do like Miami tonight, but they've averaged just 92 points a game versus Celtics this season. That's their fewest versus any opponent.
Yeah.
But we know they play defense, right? We know the Celtics play defense. We just don't think they're going to put up 55 threes today. That's a difference.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to the player props. Jaylen Brown, I'm going under 23.5. I like a low scoring game. I like low scoring for the team. He's been under 24, three of the last four. He has not hit 24 points on the road once in the playoffs. And I think if Smart is out or if Smart is limited, he's going to have to pick up defensive responsibilities. So I'm going to make it simple. Jaylen Brown under 23.5. Harry, you like Tatum over. This is points and rebounds.
That's right. Over 33.5 points and rebounds at -122. A little bit of history here, guys. Again, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals between these two in 2020. Tatum went off in that game one. He had 30 points, 14 rebounds. And he's gone over 33.5 the last three out of four games in the series against Milwaukee, and did go over 33.5 in three of the four games against the Nets. It's hard not to go with the best player probably on the court. So I'm going Tatum over 33.5 points and rebounds combined at -1.
Well, I see why he added rebounds, because he's also been held to fewer than 24 points in all three games against the Heat this season, right? You know that. You know, you looked that up.
You don't want to say it.
You looked it up.
Yeah, all right.
That's fine. No, that's what I'm banking on.
Game one, 2 years ago, 30 and 14.
All right. Paulie Kidd, Horford, under 1.5 threes.
Yeah, I mean, at first glance, I was like, oh, this is kind of easy here with Horford, right? Like under 1.5 threes. But, you know, he's shown, especially in the playoffs here, he can hit the three ball. However, over his last three games, he's 0-for-8 from three. Mm-hmm. And really what's more startling is how he's been limited from three. He went through a stretch there where he was taking, four straight games, 7, 7, 5, and 9 attempts. But the last few games, teams have not let him really get going from the outside. Adebayo, I think, will do a nice job containing him. We'll get hand up on him constantly, even off the pick and roll. I guess that's where he also get picks and pops a little bit. But I don't think against the Heat. They're very good at defending the three. I think they're going to make it very difficult for the Celtics. All the Celtics. I'm laying a little bit here at -142, but I'll go Horford. -1 1.5 threes.
All right. And Brother Bri, you this is like a regression game for Grant Williams.
Yeah. And it's a really low total. It's 8.5, but I do like the under here at -128. Screw Grant Williams. I gave him out in game five to have 15. He had 0 at home. And then he puts up to 27.
Crazy.
Prior to that monster game, he had 2 points combined in games 5 and 6.
Well, I bet he wasn't shooting 18 threes, right?
No,
or 17
some
threes.
Games it was like 2 threes, you know? And but it's going to be hard for him to see open looks in the series, like Parley Kid was saying, in terms of how Miami guards the three. You know, against the Bucks, a lot of times they had Lopez trying to close out on him on times, and they really weren't looking to cover him at all. You know, on the season, he averaged less than 6 points per game against Miami. So I think he comes back to reality in this game. It's always tougher for these guys on the road here. So I'm going to go under 8.5.
Bri, you noticed on FanDuel that what's called popular parlays. Now, I don't know what makes them popular. Yeah. I don't know if there's a vote or there's like popularity. I don't know. prom king and queen. I don't know if there's a vote. But so, for instance, Jason Tatum averages 25 or more. These are series props. Mm-hmm. Tatum averages 25 or more points and Boston wins the series, -120. Pretty good.
Pretty good. And he's going to have a game there. He scores like upper 30s, right, to get that average up.
So you like that one, right?
I think so. I think so, because he's going to have one big game, right? And even so, should get that average.
So we always look at these in terms of how it stacks up against just the regular pick. So the regular pick for the Celtics just to win is -175. So you're knocking 55 cents off if Tatum averages 25 or more points, right?
Yep.
I think you're right. I think he's going to have more 30s than he is 20s.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
That's a good one. You like any others in here?
What did they have?
There's one like Butler. This is Butler.
I don't mind the ones where they have like Adebayo scores 12 in every game of the series at +380, or Hero scores 12 in every game. Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Wow. Do they have to play every game? I guess they'd have to play
probably
every game. Like if he goes four and then gets hurt or something.
Yeah, I wonder if you, I wonder if he gets hurt, you just lose the bet, I guess.
You know, just if you love the Jason Tatum, and we established that, even though Harry refused to bring it up, with this Jason Tatum positive prop that he struggles against them a little bit, but to score 25 or more in all series games is plus 650 for Tatum.
Interesting.
You could do that. I think they have that for Butler. Butler to score 20 or more. Butler to score 20 or more, Darren, in all the games is plus 360?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, there's some...
Some 18s in there.
Yeah, exactly.
But look at, but the thing you got to look out for, though, is just one of those games where Boston just extends the lead and they're up 30 and he's got 17 and sits. That's it.
The blow up. Exactly, the blow up is what will kill you in that.
Right, exactly. Yep. Yeah, that's why they don't. That's why you can't bet the other side.
Two and three on the road in the playoffs, too. So.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So that's fun. That's popular parlays on FanDuel. Let's take a break.
Let's go.
And we will come back with our MVP in the Eastern Conference, our picks. All right, we're back. MVPs, they have them up for the Eastern Conference Finals. They have them up for the Western Conference Finals. This is Babyface Joel Zalman. What is this? This is the Larry Bird Award now we're talking about for the Eastern Conference Final? Well, that doesn't seem fair. That day, Larry Bird should recuse himself from this where the Celtics are involved. But so the way it goes is you have MVP. I'm trying to find here. Okay, so Jason Tatum is minus 105. Jimmy Butler, 2-1. Jaylen Brown, plus 950. Adebayo, 12-1. Marcus Smart, 26-1. I'm going down the list a little bit. Well, not too far down the list after that. Al Horford, 27-1. I was going to take Marcus Smart. I had that this morning penciled in, but I don't like this injury. I don't like that he's questionable. I'm sure he'll play. I'm sure by the time this posts, we'll know he's playing. And we saw some role players come through in big spots against Milwaukee, Horford being one of them. Not that he's a role player, but not a superstar. Grant Williams, F him. He came through. So it doesn't necessarily have to be. It would make sense that it was Jason Tatum for MVP if the Celtics won, but I'm not counting on a lot of scoring. I think we see a lot of like 96-90 type games. If you look at Horford, he had a 3-steal game and a 4-steal game against the Bucks. He's going to play significant minutes during this smaller Heat team. He has 3 double-doubles in the playoffs. He averages a double-double versus the Heat this year. I just think 27-1 is too high for Horford. Have fun. And maybe he has 3 games where he lights it up and then average games the rest of the way. That's who I'm taking right there for MVP. Harry, you're going, making it easy. Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I'm just going to take probably, like I said, the leader of the Celtics team, just 24 years old. He's averaging 27-8-5 in the playoffs so far. Scored 27. You guys mentioned the 25 points. He scored 27 points or more 9 times already in the playoffs. He had 46 in game 6 versus Milwaukee in a clutch situation. He's got 12 threes in his last 2 games combined. Give me Tatum at minus 105.
All right. Parley Kid and Brother Bry, they shared a house for many years, with brothers, and now they share this Jaylen Brown pick. Darren, what do you think? 9-1.
Yeah, I think it's plus 950. I misread that. So it's actually plus 950. Look, I think the Heat, like you're saying, so one, as I mentioned before, too, I do think this is going to have a feel of like the, you know, 90s, you know, Knicks Heat game where every possession counts. I think the Heat are going to be coached and play Tatum very tough. I think they can make things difficult for Tatum in this series, even though might not be as successful as they want to be. But Brown's a nice complimentary piece here at plus 950. After game one of this in the series against Milwaukee, Brown was very close to averaging about 25 points a game, about 8 rebounds a game, along with, you know, some assists and some steals. Those numbers could go up in a series where Tatum's struggling. I think these two kind of feed off each other. Sometimes when Tatum struggles, Brown has a better game or vice versa. So maybe it's just going to be time for Brown to shine while all the attention is on Tatum. I'll roll with a little bit of a long shot here, plus 950 with Jaylen Brown, MVP.
All right. Bry, got anything to add on that? 950 is probably a good number.
Yeah, I like 950. I feel like, you know, I can't blame somebody for taking Tatum. I know it's better odds. I just feel like if With those low odds, I feel like I would just take that team to win the series, even if it's minus 200 versus minus, you know, 105, mm-hmm. When you start talking about plus 950, then that's a little bit different. You know, he was the best player in this series in the regular season. He averaged 25 points per game and shot 48% from three. And like Parley Kid was saying, they're going to pay a lot of attention to Tatum. So if he can shoot well from long range, if he gets some easy baskets in transition, he has a chance to win. It's weird because he just, even when he puts up 25, right, it's always, it seems like it's, unless he does it in the first half, sometimes he has big first half, it always seems like a little bit quiet, like, right? He doesn't get a lot of accolades for it, but he's obviously still very underrated, bro.
You know, I'm just thinking like, I could see Tatum rolls an ankle in the Celtics. He has to sit a couple of games and the Celtics still win this. How much? Then you're looking, I mean, I'm completely fabricating a scenario here, but I'm just thinking if like, they're the only team, if they lose their star, they could still win, right? Out of the four left.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, Luke is out. Good they're point. Done. Butler's out. Mm-hmm. They're done. Right. The Warriors, I don't think, could do
Brown,
it.
Brown, I mean, yeah. And Brown, you know, he plays. He's in these playoffs. He's been logging a lot of minutes. Yeah. He's probably the guy out there the most. He's every night, he's close to 38, 39 minutes for these Celtics, too. So he doesn't come off the floor.
Right.
He doesn't, and he scores from the inside, outside, and the line. So he gives you a shot. It's not a bad pick at 950.
But if these games, like Sal mentioned before, he kind of likes Smart. If these games are low scoring games and Smart is playing and he shuts down Butler because of his defensive prowess that he's been known for, and maybe he averages 15 a game. In 2020, he had 26 in game one, Marcus Smart did, in the Eastern Conference Finals against Miami. If he shuts down Jimmy Butler and Tatum and Brown don't have great numbers offensively, maybe they give it Smart.
Mm.
I think when Sal was rolling with Smart, I thought that was a really good pick.
Yeah, me too.
Just because you're right. I think defense is going to get a lot of talk in this series, right? It's going to get a lot of talk, and Smart's name is going to be in the forefront of that. So
I probably should jump back on it only because I just backed off of it. So it's
Take both. Yeah. Just take both. I mean,
Sal, you have to now because that's worse than actually losing the bet.
I have a chance, but I don't know that I will.
Are we sleeping? Are we sleeping on Duncan Robinson though at 420-1?
I think he's sleeping. I don't know.
420.
420.
There you go, Harry. Harry just woke up. 420.
But Brian, you know what? What is Tyler Hero at?
Well,
if you like the Heat,
I agree.
What is Hero?
Hero's 34-1. I do think.
Yeah, that's great.
There's
a
chance, right? If they win the series and Hero maybe averages 25 a game, there is that chance. I was going to say that though. That's very true. I would. I think you could put a small amount on that.
There you go. Yep. Well, listen, you guys really like basketball, don't you? You love what FanDuel has to offer. The playoffs heating up. They make every game feel like game seven. They're an official partner of the NBA. Yes, throughout the playoffs, all FanDuel customers could place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play. And best of all, when you win, you get paid faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with promo code Against All Odds. Once again, that's promo code Against All Odds. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet. No sweat. Either way, get $20 back in free bets if your same game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. God, we could put together a same game parlay that doesn't win. That's easy. Let's do it. Let's do it right now. Harry, we'll take your Tatum over 33.5 points and rebounds.
Yep.
We'll take the Heat to win the game. And I think we could probably take Brother Bry's over 98.5 first half. Let's do that. I think that follows the same game parlay guidelines. Jump in there. Get 3, 4, 5, 6 to 1 on a same game parlay. Do it at FanDuel.com/against all odds. All right. NHL second round action coming up today. So the Avs are favored to win this whole shebang. That's not going to change as long as they're in there and the stars are still. But they're plus 210. The Florida Panthers are plus 370. The Carolina Hurricanes are 5-1. Flames 6-1. The Lightning, defending champs, plus 750. That's my pick. I had them at 11-1. It only went to 750, huh, after that one round. The Blues are in the back at 17-1. Spaghetti's Rangers, 14-1. Edmonton, 14-1. So I jumped around a little back. I'll give you a pick. Well, I'll give you a pick for tonight. I'm going Avalanche -1.5 over John Hamm's St. Louis Blues. They won They won this in four straight last year. They swept the Blues. Blues are 1-6 straight up in the last seven against the Avs. Avs already in a short series have nine players with a goal. Nine players. They're very deep. They're 4-0 playing on 3 days rest. The minus a puck and a half was not kind to bettors this weekend, right? Out of the, how many of the five game sevens, only one of them was Edmonton won 2-0, right? By two goals. And that was like, in the last minute. Seven of the last eight wins were by two or more goals for the Avs. I love that. Seven of the last eight by two or more. Nathan MacKinnon nets two. Avs win 5-1. Parlay kid, you're going with the Panthers.
Yeah, so I'm taking the Panthers. I'm actually looking up right now. I did jump on the Panthers at one time, Sal, at actually 10-1. This was back in, when did I put this bet in? So I'm feeling pretty good about it. Back on in January, 10-1, I put the Panthers in. I think the Panthers had a bad first round, and they still won 4-2 against the Capitals. I like them now. I think sometimes these teams need to kind of get through that first round where they kind of go back to playing the way they're capable of playing. They were the best team all year in hockey, even better than the Avs. They had the most points in the league in a tougher division too than what the Avs are in. So I think they get the game together. Like I said, I think on yesterday's pod, they were 0-18 on the power play in the first series.
Right.
Almost impossible to win 4-2 when that happens. Huberto was not very good in this first series. I think now they all relax, play hockey. I think tonight they get, I'm not going to say it's an easy one, but they get a late goal. They cover the -1.5 at +1. What's that number here? At +146. So Panthers -1.5 at +146 tonight. Let's do it. I know you like
right.
the lightning.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm looking now though, that just like NBA, they have series specials. They don't say they're popular. I don't know what they have to do to be popular, but these are series specials. But they have like Stamkos and Kucherov to each score three or more goals in the series +172. We should look at some of these. These are good. Alexander Barkov to score three or more goals in the series -280. So obviously, if you have a short series, you're less likely to hit some of these. But
we got to get that in New York. I don't think it's showing in New York.
Really?
I could be wrong, but it doesn't appear. But yeah, that sounds.
Yeah, that looks nice. That looks nice to jump on some of those.
I would definitely jump on that stuff. Yeah. Absolutely.
Harry, you have a player prop with the Blues over my Avs tonight.
Yep, I'm going to go Ryan O'Reilly over a half a point scored tonight at -126. Big D, you'd remember in the 2019 Cup run by St. Louis, O'Reilly led the Blues in the playoffs with 26 points. He's second on the team with 8 points in this season's playoffs. He scored in 5 of the 6 games in the first round against the Wild. In his last 2 games versus Colorado, he's got 3 goals and assists. And in his last 4 games versus the Avs, he scored at least 1 point in all 4 of them.
All right.
I like it.
Bri, bring us home here. This seems like a lot of shots, although you're getting +370 for Kucherov.
Yeah, I was looking, you know, it's funny. I was looking at this game, you know, these lines, right? The totals are 7 goals. So I was thinking, I mean, that's super high. So I was thinking of taking the under at first, although this has been pretty high scoring the last couple of games between these two. But yeah. Kucherov at 5, to have 5 shots or more. It's +370. And I was looking at that, and then I was looking at the last couple of games because I know he was struggling kind of early on, but he picked it up the last couple of games. And 2 of his last 3 games, he had 6 shots on goal. He had actually in the last game he played against Florida in the regular season, he had 5 points and 5 shots on goal against them. So he had a monster game against them the last time they played. I just think these were high odds to me that kind of jumped out the fact that guy Kucherov who could go off at any time, you're getting +370 for, you know, especially if they're on the power play a bunch of times in this game, you know, he's going to get a lot of opportunities.
All right. There you go. I think we covered it all, right? NBA draft lottery, NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. We killed that Miami Boston game. Tomorrow we'll come back with Golden State, the Mavs. Yeah. We got to, man, it's staring us right in the face. Boston Warriors as an even money parlay, but I don't like it. I wish I liked it better. I just don't like it. Harry, what are you going? You're in California right now. What's going on?
Yeah, Newport Beach. I don't know what it is up where you're at, but Sal, but it's a little cool here. It's like high of 64, overcast.
Yeah, I got 68 here.
Ken's demanding to go after the show that he needs to go buy another. He only has like 83 jackets. He's demanding to go buy another jacket. Needs another jacket.
Yeah. Make sure this one's a straight jacket. It's about time. I think you get it. Babyface, what do you do? Go ahead, Darren.
I was going to just ask him what Harry's doing there. What are you doing there, Harry?
Yeah, I always assume it's nothing. So it's unsatisfying to ask. What? Yeah. Oh, well, I heard it was going to be 68 degrees, so we're going to Newport. Yeah.
He might be the driver, Darren, so I might have to drive somewhere. Yeah. I don't know where. Yeah.
Does he have an app that lets him know where his many cars are, where he left them, like in different parts of the country? Like, I should pick this. This one's in Santa Fe, New Mexico for a year and a half. I should probably pick it up.
It does get confusing. It does.
Yeah. It's not easy. How's American Idol? Are you watching?
I didn't watch his last episode, so I gotta catch up on it. Sorry. Yeah.
Babyface, did you watch or are you just...
No, I mean, we covered everything. Very excited for Race to 10. But yeah, apparently there was a shocking finale of the final three finalists. So I didn't know if Harry got to watch or not.
Wait, so is his guy in that? Because that was one of the prop quiz questions. Is that Guardino? What's his name?
No, I don't think he made it.
Christian Guardino.
Yeah, I think one of the other
contestants. He did not make it.
Yeah, he took him out with a hit to the head. And Eddie was very...
Oh, my God.
Big, yeah, a lot of controversy.
Wow. Yeah, I'm seeing this. He was the most robbed of making it to the top five.
Put it this way. It's been a good season, but there's obviously none of these people are Chris Daughtry. They're not that talented. So.
Oh, no.
Daughtry finished like fourth.
I know. That was the biggest robbed job in history of television.
He lost to Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks.
Yeah. Even like Clay Aiken, Clay Aiken became wildly more popular than Ruben Studdard, right? It's like the runner up. It's or whoever, top five.
Say what you want. Clay Aiken had the best voice out of anybody ever in American Idol history.
I don't think anyone's going to argue that.
Absolutely true.
All right, Parley Kid, we have Race to 10. We have the Heat getting to 10 before you're right, that could end up taking an hour and a half. You are going to be reporting to us from a bus. You're returning from a track meet. So this is dedication right here. We have to win. The gambling gods have to smile upon us right here with the Heat Race to 10. Do that. Babyface, we're going to have a trivia question so that someone else can play along and suffer along with us. But that'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Spaghetti, for Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon, and the D-Gen 3, I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na 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 na